Commissioners' Court for Monday, January 26th, 2026, at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners' Court on the 26th day of January 2026, 9 o'clock a.m. in the courthouse. We'll start with the case. God, lead us forward.
Sure. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father, for watching over us this weekend, Lord, through the storm and getting us through it and least damage and the hardships as possible. I pray that you bless everybody else that's going through it still, just having to go through all the difficulties that go with it. I pray that you bless each and every person, meet them at the point of needs, Lord. Bless all the families and just their homes and properties, livestock, everything. I pray that you just bless them, have your provisions for it all. Lord, we're thankful for this nation. We're thankful for our state and, Lord, for this county we live in, for all the people we get to do life with and family, friends, and loved ones. We're grateful. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. We pray that you bless us and help us be faithful. Bless us. We take care of the county's business this morning. Give us wisdom and understanding all we do. We ask it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's our place.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
I got mixed up on the state flag, the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
I messed up the Texas. Still have to
start using me off.
Stop. All right. Public comments. Anybody?
We're the public, huh?
We're the year end. Y'all are good. All right, we'll go ahead and go to agenda item number one. Consider to take action approved minutes from January 12, 2026 regular session meeting.
So moved.
Okay, got a motion. Second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. I called Paris and she showed me, told me where they were at. The amount submitted for your approval is $181,746.50. The main reason we're here today.
$181,746.50.
Oh, you wouldn't ever let us go since
you're
here.
See, that's what they never done. I'm going to pay the claims against the county and authorize the payment.
Second. Okay, we've got a motion to second. Any discussion over that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have number three. We do not have. We'll skip three. We'll get that the next time. Number four, record the Franklin County Child Welfare Board regular meeting from December 15th, 2025. And we're adjourned. No, I'm just kidding. And that is so recorded. Number five, record the County District Clerks Association Texas with their completion award of book sale. Ellen Jagger for completing the required 20 hours of continuing education for 2025. That is so recorded. Number six, record the designation of criminal electronic files as official court record for County Clerk, and that is so noted. Number seven, recording the notice of election for March 3rd, 2026 joint primary election, which that is also recorded. Number eight, consider and take action to approve the statement of compensation for 2026 election workers. And that is, I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
$15.
Yeah, moving on to 15.
Okay. We have a motion to do that.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
That's it.
You pick one. There's a motion and a second. Any more discussion over that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. And before we leave, we're going to all have to sign this. So I'm voting aye because that's where I have to sign. So I'll start down there in a minute and let y'all come up across there. Mission. This is Scotty's deal.
Yeah.
Coming up right here. While y'all are doing that, I'll go into number nine. Consider and take action to approve interlocal agreement between Franklin County and the Franklin County Water District for the reclaimed asphalt project. And I'll let you discuss that one.
Franklin County Water District reached out to me. They have some asphalt that needs to be ground up, reclaimed, and we're going to end up doing that with some of our equipment, and then we'll haul it to two different locations inside Precinct 4 along the water district. So, we agreed to agreement for the services would be $50 an hour for machinery costs, approximately about 5 hours, but $250, and then the replacement carbide bits on asphalt zipper were $625 for a total of $875.
Okay, any questions over that? Okay, motions?
I move to approve the interlocal agreement.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. You go ahead and put those in order and I'll go ahead and sign this. I don't think this requires anybody up here. That's day 26th.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Golly, you know, we just had Christmas this January nearly over. And then your signature needs on. I'll just give you this stuff if you need it. Number 10, Suzanne Harper called in. Apparently they're burning a bunch of stuff out there. Have you talked to any of those? I still Mr. Bourne. Let me read number 10. Consider take action to approve implementing countywide burn ban. I don't think right now is a good time to do it since it's got, well, it'd probably be a great time to burn right now since there's ice on the road and everything. But she called me. She said the smoke is just killing them out there. She said they just rolling across there, and I was telling him. I said, you know, when I went over to South Hill that time, they couldn't, because they were green energy. And she, they told me there that the EPA said that they could not anything, any kind of vegetation. Well, he's telling Sue Ann or somebody out there, I can't remember, was telling me that they're only burning vegetation they're allowed to do that. So I don't know what the deal is with them, but
there wasn't anybody out there this weekend burning that much.
That's when they needed to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Put a man on, I'll go out there and tell them no.
Yeah. But it's up to y'all if y'all want to do it. I mean, it's going to. I told her I'd put it on. What do y'all want to do?
I mean, I think it was worth putting it on before we get all the ice and stuff.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't think there's a need to put it on there.
You may put it on the next agenda?
The next month or something.
Is that what y'all want to do?
Yeah, just table it or whatever you want to do.
So we're supposed to get more rain in the next week too. So.
I know, and a bunch of other counties were actually lifting theirs. The ones that had Martin Manning around us, they were lifting theirs.
Yeah.
On Friday.
So y'all want to just table it for an hour, just not take action?
Let's just take no action on right now.
Okay.
Make a decision.
And then we'll come back and start getting it.
Need to be. Yes,
okay. All right, number 10, we'll take no action on that. Discussion item, road maintenance related issues, OSSF. Anything for us? I was riding around Keys Country today and I saw a new house, and I bet there was 15 or 20 plumbing trucks. There were like four of them down there. And they were getting, I said, I wonder if Max, I figured he did.
Well, I'm having an issue with our Sulphur Springs Special Utility District giving me where they set meters. They're claiming that 2021 legislature made it all their information private in their files, and they can't give that out unless you sign off on it saying that you can. However, the very next little deal, and I've visited with Landon about it a little bit, it says that, you know, if you're an agent of the state or a subdivision of the state, I'm allowed to have it. Well, I've been trying since February last year to get them to give me something, and they just refused. So I was looking for some guidance before I went out there and embarrassed myself telling them that
I'm embarrassing ourselves up here.
Well, you know, I mean, my whole deal was, as either you're too stupid to read what your own code says, or somebody's benefiting from me not knowing.
You talk with the kid. Is there a time?
I don't know, but I think if we, who's your main contact up there?
I've been speaking to Kevin Spence. I mean, he's the chain of command. I mean, maybe. I'm trying to do the right thing, go through the chain of command, but
maybe phone conversation first with me and him, and then I can send a letter to him to write a proposal. That didn't work. I mean, I don't see how we're not, you're not an agent, employee of
Right.
Because you're doing this state. For the state of Texas on the OSS, so it's got to be certified and everything.
So, I think you're pretty well accepted out of the first part of that statute. But.
Well, you're actually on the agenda to talk about that.
Well, I didn't want to start too much until I found out if I was right or not. It's the main thing.
Why is that so secretive? Where are you going to put a meter in for something?
Well, you were saying, and I think it makes sense, that it is basically for privacy of how much water usage was being used there.
How that whole thing came about is I'll say we, law enforcement, we use that as a tool to find out who was doing illegal stuff. If you had a hydroponic go or you were doing something and using excessive amounts of water or whatever, then they looked at you a little closer. Of course, that wasn't the only thing that we used it for, so. I guess the people that were doing that sort of thing got with one of the lawmakers and they got a bill passed that says it's private now. But it still doesn't, I'm the representative for Franklin County for TCEQ and I'm in charge of, or I'm charged with, I'm saying, enforcing those septic laws and making sure everybody's in compliance. And so I'm entitled to that information. So I just can't get it. Now, Kevin did send me something back in July last year, but it was just a list and they were all over the place. I couldn't hardly discern it. When I talked to him right before Christmas, he said, oh, I got one of my ladies up front is getting that for you. Well, I've asked twice and nobody seems to know whose job it is to get that to me, so.
So you don't call him out?
Yeah.
And I've been nice. I mean, you know, I keep asking.
I like Kevin, and he's always worked with us pretty well and everything. And just, a lot of people are unscared on stuff when they read stuff.
Well, that goes along with I'm still gathering information about other counties where they have some kind of building permit. It's just so we'll know who's building what. I mean, I'm not looking at trying to gouge people for building new stuff, but it's nice to know where stuff's being built and what's there. So. That'd cut down on a lot of that septic not knowing, so.
And I like, because Marla and I have talked about that too, that it would be a good idea. And it would also make people come to you before they start doing anything, period. Because now people call and want to know about building permits. Well, there's not anything. We just tell them to get with them about the septic. But it would be good to have some kind of actual building permit process in place.
Well, maybe on that, because we run into it already where you look up, there's a trailer house sitting there and they're fixing to move in, but then
right.
They don't have anything on septic because they don't know.
Right.
You know, I mean.
And we're talking about the setbacks and all of that, that would get them everything lined out before they start moving anything in or building something.
Well, I don't want to put extra work on us where you get a permit and you have to go out and do inspections and all that other stuff. I don't particularly want to go and look at electric inspections and fire inspections and all that other stuff. I have to trust them that they're going to build
right.
What they're going to build right.
And a lot of times that's what we fall into with the doing stuff in the unincorporated area of the county. So, I mean, are any of the other counties that you talk to, are you finding any of those have any permits that regulate any of that? Because, I mean, that's like,
oh,
my understanding all along is that's it falls into the unincorporated area of the county that we don't have a whole lot of, I mean.
Hopkins County's got a list this tall of all the stuff that they regulate and go look at. So I don't want us to get into that kind of deep of stuff. But
I love how they, I mean.
That's why my point is like, we all of our authority has to be granted.
And
it's like, whatever the legislature is.
You can do it for houses. I mean, now if it's in a subdivision, you can do subdivision stuff.
They got all kinds of stuff. I didn't understand half of it.
But I mean, they can't. If I want to build a house in the county, not in the subdivision, I ain't got to tell nobody.
Except the appraisal district. You don't tell them, they just come up there.
No, that's right.
If somebody goes and builds something out there on the unincorporated of the county, as long as it's not a landfill, they can build it. That's
our marijuana patches.
That was my thoughts of that if we
well, my deal is if I could just get where they set a water meter and then I can go out and check, I mean, that's not that big a deal. we can look. I talked to the lady. I lost time through the weekend in the snow. I think it was like Wednesday of last week. I talked to the lady. I said, where are we on our OSSF stuff so we can have our hearing and, you know, and get our local rules approved? She said, well, our attorneys are still looking at it. I said, well, you and I spent several hours on the phone thinking that we had what your attorneys wanted. But then I guess they got a whole bunch to look at too. I don't know where I am at on the line to get approved or looked at, so we'll get there.
Rick?
Yeah, huh?
I need a new roof.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, I've gotten a couple quotes, and I had Hefner Roofing come by the last year to look. I've got, I got a quote from Keys Contracting last year. I looked it up, but I didn't look today. But I guess there's a, I don't know, around the soffit or around the edges of the building, there's a liner that's pretty much gone and full of burns. And when it rains hard, water runs down the walls because it's just like a gutter running in there. The quote was $58,000 just for that. Hefner said that he could patch it. When he never sent me a quote, but when he came in and talked to me after looking at it, he said the complete roof is brittle. Some of it's never been redone since the original part's never been redone since 91. Might have been patched here and there, but he said it could be patched if you weren't planning on staying there much longer. But he said he suggested replacing the roof on it. So I'm sure we're talking a little bit of money.
For about 2 years to build your new, and I'm 65, I can freeze my taxes in. So.
Do what?
Wait 2 years to just build your whole
well,
house. Freeze my taxes.
It's like this weekend. I mean, I could put more people in there probably, but I had to move. I had 83 cells this weekend and move them around. And that's 16 beds or more. I forgot what cells they had empty. It's getting old. Just FYI. And it needs to be a serious thought of what the future of that building holds. I know it's not anything anybody wants to talk about, and I really want to start this early. But it needs to be a thought.
Yeah. I got some plans there. Go on, look at it.
Yeah.
From those that are there building.
I just want to wait 3 more years. But it needs to be on everybody's mind because it's aging quickly.
And the price of them ain't going down, they're going up.
No, I figure about $325 a bed. That's what it is.
$325
a bed? What was it? No, I forgot what it was. It's a lot. It was a $35 a bed. I forgot what it was. It ain't cheap. But no, we're not going to ban it. I don't know. It just needs to be a thought. But a roof is going to be something I don't have to have. I mean, I might have a patch to replace.
Well, to replace it, you'd have to take all those air conditioners off and run it.
They don't take them off. I think they probably just put a new seal underneath them. But they wouldn't take them off.
But, flat roofs. That's all flat.
And some of them, I mean, I've replaced so many AC units here lately, but most of them got a new seal underneath them. It's just the roof around them is bad. And the biggest thing is that
around the edges,
I forgot what it's called, but it's just like a rubber seal around the edge of the building, and it's basically gone over 75% of it. They said I got a good place for kids to have nests. Jailbirds.
Not being endangered species.
Do what? Not being endangered species. Maybe I may not be able to replace. May not be able to fix it.
natural habitat for the turtles.
Insurance wouldn't cover anything, would it?
Probably not, though. It was appreciated, and so you start, now you want to appreciate it. It might give you a dollar.
Cancel you.
Hmm?
They'll cancel you.
That's true. Anyways, just, we'd be all right, if I got another, because Hesper come and looked at it, they're, Hesper Roofing is who put the original roof on there, and they came in right after I took office and patched all of the original building, didn't charge me anything, because they guaranteed their work lifetime, basically. But when I had them, they were kind of only in business, or they're not in business, one of the boys kind of picked it back up, the brother. But I don't know if he actually picked it back up or not, because he came and looked at it, and he's never come back. I'd like to, of course, don't cost anything to get quotes, so I'll probably go get some quotes and bring them back to y'all, and let's see what it's gonna, let's see what it's gonna cost to do one or the other. Is that all right, y'all? Because that's not what I'm gonna spend money on, but it's gonna have to be.
I think that's good, I mean, Sheriff, I agree, I think just on, just about everything we do, we have to kind of start doing just those big, big, big projects like that, just at least get three.
Yeah.
Three quotes, just so we start having, I mean, a competition there, get the best,
I guess I'll
get prize for you, because I mean, I think it's, everything's going up, no matter for sure, but we just need, we need to have that competition right there with it.
I guess I'll get the Bob, and just see if he can bring about who, because like I said, I called Hefner, I've tried to find some others in this area, nobody wants to go out and run.
Commercial roofing.
Commercial roofing. It's a big job, it's not a big job compared to what some of them are doing now, right? Where they can hang out the most place and roof all day long.
Call Beth and your secretary and see if they can get help with people.
Yeah, I text them, Katie and.
You are texting?
I think if we notify the people that get it, because all of them should have a bondsman to notify them. So I can send out an email before I leave to the docket group and just tell them that it's been canceled.
Yeah, if somebody shows up.
The ones that, and I'm able to check my email and stuff from home, so anybody that's contacting us, I'm responding back to.
Okay.
So I'm canceling her. I'm telling her to send out your thing, Facebook, get on there and tell them no court tomorrow.
Yeah.
The road will be bad for a while.
Yeah.
Get good on the county roads.
Anywhere where there's trees going or whatever.
Did y'all have any trees down?
Yeah, a few, a couple.
A few little limbs is all of it. Mm-hmm.
I just haven't seen it.
So far, I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like just limbs. We
had one. A lot of heights were no more damage than we had, let's be honest with you.
What's that?
A lot of heights were no more damage there. Yeah.
A lot of what?
A lot of ice for no more damage that we had.
I think where we got lucky is a lot of it thawed out before it got cold enough to really freak, you know. It didn't build up on them limbs and stuff near as bad as what it could have.
Well, nothing really stuck until Saturday night when that one big thing of sleet came through. And then after that, it was like sleet and then the snow.
Yeah, it made a huge difference in driving the sleet and snow versus just the free running.
Yeah.
So the fact that we got through that was huge. That's what I said a while ago, the fact that we, as our county itself, is so fortunate that Max sent out those updates every hour on the local counties.
Yeah,
how many outages there were, I think. On Saturday, we had zero.
Yeah, at midnight, we had zero. Last night, this morning at 7, there were 76, and we currently have 39 out, mostly at SWEPCO. So I don't know where, must be back, kind of that direction.
Mine went off the other night, but it came back on.
Yeah, ours was about 3 times. Went off. Generator started to come right back on.
That's scary, because anytime it flickers 2 or 3 times, it's usually going to go off and stay off for a while, but thankfully it didn't. What are we going to do about tomorrow, office-wise? What do you think?
Close.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no sense to.
Well, that's why I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know.
You might check with Melissa. I think Melissa may be going to try to come in because there's not much time between now and the end of the month.
Yeah, that's true. I will wait this afternoon, kind of look at it and see if the sun does anything to it. But I don't think it's going to change, but it's just going to freeze my pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, these roads aren't going to fall out until.
They do the
place that I'm going to leave this week. Huh?
Oh, that's right. They're going to come in. They're going to do
that. Yeah, payroll. That payroll due today, but I'm sure. I mean, we'll.
We turned our time sheets in on Friday.
Talisa has made for Jennifer's time sheet last week.
Yeah.
Friday or so.
Yeah, I signed for Katie's.
I couldn't sign ours. I got a dark guy about coming on Saturday. So.
We'll get paid on.
Yeah. But I'll get mine in tomorrow for sure.
Let's leave.
I just said that mine. We'll have somebody wants to.
With that sun coming up, just pushing some of the stuff up, maybe. I mean, you know, we'll see. But we'll take hold, so.
It looked like Alaska or something right there coming up Main Street, that wind blew all that stuff from.
Going across Cypress Bridge yesterday, it looked like something was blowing off across over there.
Steam.
Yeah.
Water probably warm.
That water warmer than the air.
All right, anybody else got anything? Don't see you read.
Yeah, we're good. I'm not leaving.
Okay. All right.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All fair side. All right, thank you. I'll give you this. Hey, you don't need
Brandon's worried about
it. 404, we're going to take the best cows.